And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 8th of August, 2025. August 8th is Tarantula Appreciation Day. This day aims to prove one thing: tarantulas aren't scary at all. These beautiful, elegant, and hairy spiders are often misunderstood. While they can look intimidating, they're actually quite gentle. Tarantulas are large, long-lived arachnids belonging to the family Theraphosidae, which is one of the oldest known spider families. The history of tarantula dates back over 400 million years, and their evolution has allowed them to adapt to various habitats worldwide. In the United States, wild tarantulas are only found in the Southwest. They are more common in Mexico and Central and South America, Australia, Southern Asia, and Africa, excluding the Sahara Desert. When threatened, a tarantula exposes her fangs and puts her weight on her hind legs. If that does not deter a predator, the spider may use her legs to shoot stinging hairs toward her attacker. These are small, barbed hairs that cause minor irritation in humans, but can kill small mammals. Adult tarantulas average 5 inches long. When spread out, their legs span up to 11 inches. Tarantulas are a burrowing species. Most people only come across them when males wander about looking for a female to mate with. While they pose few threats to humans, they are fierce predators of insects, and some South American species even hunt birds and small mammals. When tarantulas are ready for a meal, they grab their prey and inject it with immobilizing venom. The spider then kills the prey with his fangs and secretes digestive enzymes so that their meal can be slurped into their mouth. Tarantula venom may paralyze an insect, but it isn't nearly toxic enough to pose a threat to humans. Tarantulas spin webs for mating purposes rather than to capture prey. Male tarantulas spin webs to signal females. The males leave sperm on the web, which the female spins into a cocoon with her eggs. Wild tarantulas can live up to 30 years. Certain species are affected by habitat destruction or the pet trade. Regulations are in place to prevent importation of tarantulas into the U.S., but there are few regulations to protect tarantulas within the interstate pet trade. And today is Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. It's believed that zucchinis didn't find their way to the New World until the 1920s, when they were brought across by Italians and then cultivated in California. Zucchini has many beneficial nutrients, including fiber, vitamins C and A, potassium, and folate. So why are we sneaking it onto our neighbor's porches? Well, it seems like there's no other plant in the garden quite as prolific as zucchini. The deluge of zucchini typically begins in late June to early July, then picks up steam, producing more and more until about September. Zucchini production is cyclical, so the more you harvest, the more you can expect the plant to produce. Between the combination of being a low-maintenance plant with an abundance of flowers for pollination and continuous cyclical harvesting, it's no surprise that it's easy to get inundated with homegrown zucchini every summer. Giving away some of the zucchini abundance gives us the great opportunity to connect with our neighbors. And here's a poem for today, Neighbors, by Rudyard Kipling. The man that is open of heart to his neighbor and stops to consider his likes and dislikes, his blood shall be wholesome whatever his labor, his luck shall be with him whatever he strikes. The splendor of morning shall duly possess him, that he may not be sad at the falling of eve. And when he is done with mere living, God bless him, a many shall sigh, and one woman shall grieve. But he that is costive of soul toward his neighbor, through the ways and the works and the woes of this life, him food shall not fatten, him drink shall not mellow, and his innards shall brew him perpetual strife. His eye shall be blind to God's glory above him. His ear shall be deaf to earth's laughter around. His friends and his club and his dog shall not love him, and his widow shall skip when he goes underground. Neighbors, by Rudyard Kipling. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to love your neighbors.